people's face. The K is for the kill, L is for the lover, and the M is for the mutiny, and I wish it didn't happen.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my rock?
Now the N is for not, or no, my bones are sinking. The B is for the peg leg that keeps me standing up. A Q is for quantum leap, R is for the rum, and the S is for the scurvy, which I wish it didn't get.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg.
That's underneath my boat. And B is for Bukitas, who plays a sour note. W is Tiasis, X marks a spot. Why? Cause I'm a pirate.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, arg, arg, arg. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my grog?
This is WSQT Direct Action Radio, broadcasting on 90.5 FM from Washington, D.C. If you can hear this signal and you like what you hear, send an email to WSQTRadio@hushmail.com. Repeat, WSQTRadio@hushmail.com.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, March 7, 2013. Palestinian youth died due to injuries he sustained by Israeli gunfire last month, and army tanks invade areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported on Thursday morning that Mohammed Samah Asfour, 22, from Abud town, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, died of serious injuries he sustained during clashes that took place when the Israeli army invaded the village 2 weeks ago. Asfour, a student of Al-Quds University, was shot by a live round to the head and was moved to an Israeli hospital where he died of his serious injuries. Israeli soldiers shot him during clashes that took place after a Palestinian detainee, Arafat Jaradat, from the southern West Bank city of Hebron, was tortured to death by Israeli interrogators. Jaradat's death led to clashes in different parts of the occupied Palestinian territories. During these clashes, around 200 Palestinians were injured. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday morning an area east of Al-Karara town, east of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, and bulldozed Palestinian farmlands. Local sources reported that several armored Israeli military vehicles, including an armored bulldozer, advanced 200 meters into lands that belongs to residents of Al-Karara and uprooted them. The tanks came from the nearby Kusufim military base across the borders. Israeli soldiers carry out repeated limited invasions into the coastal region, in addition to repeated attacks against Palestinian farmers working in their lands close to the border fence. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, March 7th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bandura.
might have heard of AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. Each year they hold their combined convention and congressional bribe fest at the Washington Convention Center, drawing numerous protesters. This year, about 100 protesters showed up on Sunday, the 3rd of March. One of them said the behavior of Israel makes her afraid to admit to being Jewish when she travels abroad.
It pains me as a Jew to see AIPAC here thinking that somehow they're going to build a better world, whether it's for Jews in Israel or anybody, by stealing people's lands, demolishing their homes, torturing people in prison, and giving Jews around the whole world a bad name. I mean, I'm in danger when I go traveling around the world. I'm afraid to say that I'm Jewish, and I don't want to live like that. And so we're really saying to the people inside here that they should live by the values that they should have been taught, like I was taught as a Jew. You don't steal other people's lands. You love thy neighbor. Thou shalt not kill. Those are the values we want them to live by, right?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah!
A woman from Gaza spoke on a situation there.
She's from Gaza.
I came here last August. Anyway, we all know Israel, what Israel is capable of doing. Just killing children, civilians. I lived by war for 23 days, a constant operation. And I know what Israel is capable of doing. Just killing civilians and children. And they say this is self-defense. Right? Is this self-defense?
Especially ugly is what AIPAC is bribing members of Congress to support.
There are a couple of things that they're going to be lobbying for on Tuesday. And one of them is this resolution in the Senate that has, it sounds like, oh, it's just to support Israel. And then you go down to the last line in it, and it says, if Israel invades Iran out of self-defense, and it's always out of self-defense, right? The U.S. will support Israel economically, politically, and militarily.
The March 3rd protests culminated in the setting of symbolic checkpoints in front of the convention center, and then a march of blindfolded protesters, each wearing the name of a Palestinian political prisoner on hunger strike. One by one, some of the names were read off, along with how long each detainee has been on a hunger strike.
Zayed Halala, on hunger strike for 77 days.
Yunus al-Haram, 3 days. Jaffa Azim, 89 days. Hana Shalali, 43 days.
The hunger strikers have not been convicted nor charged with anything. Instead, they are being held under Israeli law that allows administrative detention for renewable 6-month periods of any Palestinian for any reason. The hunger strikers are demanding that they be either charged or released. Hey, members of Congress taking money from AIPAC and eating fat foods at the convention center while others starve, you are responsible for this. On the 4th of April, while hunger strikers in Palestine were doing entirely without food to protest administrative detention, U.S. Senators and members of Congress dined on fat fare at the Washington Convention Center with AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. To get into the convention center and eat these fattening foods, they had to run a gauntlet of protesters outside, outraged at Israeli behavior towards the Palestinians and unconditional American support for Israel.
Representatives are going into AIPAC tonight because AIPAC is a dangerous lobby that has a stranglehold over our foreign policy and is making us hated throughout the world because of our unconditional support for Israel, which is an apartheid state that is currently brutally militarily occupying the West Bank.
More than shame for members of the American Congress to go into AIPAC and take fat bags of campaign cash from agents of a foreign country. Not only should it be illegal, it probably is illegal.
People, you are not supporting the American people when you walk in there.
Absolutely.
Afghanistan, 6th of March. Two Italian soldiers and an Afghan interpreter were wounded by a bomb attack on a military patrol in the western Afghan province of Farah. The three were taken by helicopter to a United States camp hospital at Farah with arm injuries that are not said to be in serious condition. The soldiers are part of the Italian contingent in the NATO occupation of Afghanistan. Afghanistan, 7th of March. Three members of the Afghan National Police were killed and nine were wounded by a landmine in Khaki Safid district while destroying a farmer's opium field. Security forces said the Taliban planted the mine, but who really knows? Afghanistan, 7th of March. A double motorcycle bombing in Herat City wounded two people. The first blast targeted a sports stadium where officials were holding some kind of public event. It wounded two people. The second blast was aimed at a police van on the road to the airport but didn't result in any injuries. Both bombs were detonated by remote control. Afghanistan, 4th of March. Taliban fighters captured 23 members of the security forces in an ambush of a joint police and military control in Wardush district of Badakhshan province. 16 of the prisoners, mostly army soldiers, were executed and their bodies turned over to local residents. Afghanistan, 6th of March. Police found and defused a 100-pound bomb hidden in a rickshaw on Saryab Road in Quetta. Someone caught a break from a massive bombing on that one. Afghanistan, 7th of March. General Mattis is saying the U.S. will equip the Afghan government military with drones. No word on whether these are to be armed drones. At any rate, once someone has large enough drones, they can always be armed later. I suppose if the Taliban succeeds in overthrowing the Afghan government, they might capture and use these drones to attack targets inside or related to the U.S.? United States, 7th of March. Speaking of drones attacking Americans, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is claiming that the president has the authority to use drones to kill U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. In other words, the Department of Justice is claiming that executions without trial or indictment are now legal in the U.S., requiring only the president's decision. This is equivalent to the power of some, but not all, kings of old to order anyone executed at any time for any reason. Mr. Barack Obama, Bush was not king, and you are not either. Now is the time to pull the plug on war. Bring all the troops home and ground the drones today.
Update, update, update. John Brennan has just been confirmed as director of the CIA after Attorney General Eric Holder reversed himself on the claim that the United States president has the authority to use drones domestically to kill Americans on American soil. After Eric Holder issued a new statement, a formal letter to Congress, denying his prior claim that the U.S. may have the authority to kill Americans on American soil, several senators ended their filibuster, allowing John Brennan, the author of the drone kill list, to be confirmed as director of the CIA.
This is WSQT Direct Action Radio, broadcasting on 90.5 FM from Washington, D.C. If you can hear this signal and you like what you hear, send an email to wsqtradio@hushmail.com. Repeat, wsqtradio@hushmail.com. On the 25th of February, anarchists in Seattle burned partially built townhouses that were supposed to be green, but whose promises of false greenwashing and gentrification. They posted this communique at www.anarchistnews.org. Quote, just before midnight, Monday the 25th of February, we strolled over to the townhouses under construction on 24th and Norman in the Central District. After slipping inside, we set one ablaze. Oh, what ease. Oh, what fun. Sustainable development is a myth that makes us sick. By furthering gentrification and ecological destruction, these buildings dress up disastrous progress, promising a green future that will never be. Our attack was just one more opportunity to joyously reject the status quo. It was another attempt to shed the subjugated subjectivity forced upon us by capital and the state. We act against civil society and its attempts at domestication. Fuck that shit. Solidarity with Maddie, Carrie, and all the silent ones still facing repression by the federal grand jury. We will not cower in fear. We will not remain docile in the face of state terror. Now is the time to attack. Enemies abound. Weapons are everywhere. Join us, some anarchists. On the 1st of March, another group of anarchists trashed the offices of a pro-gentrification land office in Oakland, California. They posted this communique at www.anarchistnews.org. Quote, the racist drive for capital and its methods of development have erased, exploited, and colonized our neighborhoods since the birth of the modern city. After taking the best land for themselves, the rich stuff us into ghettos and barrios where they criminalize our survival and suffocate us of any resources. Gentrification is a process whereby the rich resurrect the dead property values of our neighborhoods to make money by encouraging better-off white people to move in, taking our homes, and funneling our bodies into the prison industrial complex. The Koreatown Northgate Project, or KONO, is one appendage to the monster that is gentrification, attempting to connect downtown Oakland with a Temescal shopping district. Last night, less than 24 hours before First Friday, a property management office that promotes gentrification along the KONO corridor was attacked by breaking the windows, setting off a fire extinguisher, and shooting paint into the office, forcing the office to close during its main monthly event. The gentrifying force at its First Fridays was done to show these rich bastards that Oakland will not be gentrified without a fight. Posted by Not White. Meanwhile, fugitive anarchist Carrie Cunin, who has refused to appear before a grand jury conducting a witch hunt into anarchists and Occupy activists in Seattle, released this statement from underground. I refuse to appear because I despise the state. They are working to undo everything that anarchists stand for. I refuse to help them on the principle that prisons should be abolished. I refuse them because I am in complete support of the crimes they are investigating. I refuse them with a visceral hatred for the law and all of the lives they ruin. I am glad for the little bit of resistance I can provide in denying them information. I respect and admire Matt, Kideo, and Maddie for making the sacrifice that is involved in sitting for an undetermined jail sentence. I am just not personally willing to take a step in the direction of my own jail cell. Carrie Cunin. The other folks mentioned, fellow grand jury resistors Matt, Kideo, and Maddie, have spent months in jail for refusing to snitch. Two of them were just released on the grounds that 5 months in confinement showed that they would never snitch, and therefore their confinement was punitive. The third, Matthew Pfeiffer, is still being held
but his lawyers will also be filing a motion for release on the grounds that continued confinement is now punitive rather than coercive. At any rate, anarchists have shown that the community will not take these witch hunts, will not take these grand juries lying down.
We have never stood by to see a whale die.
Is one whale's life worth war?
Until you find something worth dying for, we haven't really lived.
Here's the latest news from the Southern Ocean Whale War Front. Sea Shepherd is expected to face the usual raids from the usual Australian Federal Police when they dock at the end of Operation Zero Tolerance. These raids are always requested by Japan. It might be necessary to get Paul Watson off the ships and drop him in another country before docking, due to the danger that Japan might request extradition, citing the highly irregular Interpol Red Notice against him. Interpol Red Notices are usually reserved for war criminals and that sort of offender, not for conservation activists. The Australian Federal Police may have to wait on their raids. On the same day the raid threat was reported, a Sea Shepherd tracking device on the whaler's refueling ship indicated they had turned south again, back towards the Southern Ocean. Sea Shepherd ships had to transfer fuel among themselves and also head back south as a result. The Japanese naval vessel that passed through the area after the rammings at sea chose not to get involved and left. The weather is turning rough, plankton blooms are being dispersed, and the whales are starting to leave the Southern Ocean for the year. As a result, it is unlikely the whalers will be able to kill more than a few, but Sea Shepherd intends to keep the poachers from killing even one more whale. As of now, Sea Shepherd estimates Japan's illegal whaling fleet has killed less than 100 whales, the lowest death toll in 200 years excluding the World War I and World War II years, when there was little or no whaling. On the 2nd of March, a horrified area resident found a deer who had been shot through the face in the Brookside Gardens, Wheaton Stables area of Rock Creek Park. Police dispatchers laughed at calls over the wounded deer, according to In Defense of Animals. A former hunter familiar with deer culling programs said the wound was consistent with a small caliber expanding bullet of the type Park Police so-called sharpshooters have been using to kill deer. They are now killing deer in the Montgomery County, Maryland portions of Rock Creek Park. They're not always exactly killing them, it seems. A pending lawsuit seeks to prevent the spread of the deer shootings into the D.C. portion of Rock Creek. Animal rights activists are asking that existing and proven deer contraceptives be used instead. Just imagine having to worry that just because of who you are, you have to worry about being shot on sight by the park police. That because you are something different than the park police are, they claim the authority to shoot you in the face on sight. In addition, we humans are certainly in no position to criticize any other species for overpopulation, and certainly not for habitat destruction. There are a hell of a lot more of us per square mile than there are deer, yet we seem to decide their numbers are too high and kill them. Hell, I would not be surprised if some of the SUV owners who hate deer want to cull bicyclists and pedestrians next, and for exactly the same reason, vehicle collisions caused by careless driving. That this world never